What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life.
What is up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian here, host of The Rich Life. I'm actually going on a walk right now, so you might hear some background noise, some of the wind, so apologies for that in advance. Today I want to talk about the concept of service. So the acts of service that we should be providing to others, especially in, you know, during a crisis. One of the core values of The Rich Life is giving or fulfillment. So for me, fulfillment is about giving back to the individuals that need it the most, right? Being of service to others. What I wanted to kind of suggest to you guys today is think about how you can contribute nationally and even locally to your to your area. So when you think about giving back and being of service to others, what I immediately think about is the folks like, you know, your Bill Gates, your Oprah Winfrey, your Steve Jobs, and even Kobe Bryant. They always had a mindset of, how can I help others and be of service to others? So for example, with Bill Gates, one of the big problems he's, you know, trying to solve is clean water. With Kobe Bryant recently, you know, his death was recent, but what I didn't know, you know, before his death was that he was really contributing to kids and helping them with, you know, different basketball programs to help them, you know, prevent getting like involved in drugs or gangs or things that just won't help serve them. So during these times of crisis, try to think about how you can, you know, either donate. So it's about donating either your time, which might be difficult, you know, with some folks that are quarantined and are being forced to stay inside, or donating your money. Now, you're probably thinking like, well, I don't want to give my money away because it's my money, right? So for some people right now, you might be still in survival mode, meaning like you don't want to give your hard-earned money away when you can use it for supplies, right? So food, water, toilet paper apparently is like a really big thing. So I totally get that. But what I'm finding is, you know, through the years, the more that I give, the more I receive, tenfold really. So even if it's just like a little bit of a monetary donation that you can provide to maybe a local hospital or like here in Charleston, there's a blog that I follow called The Holy City Sinner, and he does a really good job of organizing, you know, the local businesses that need help. So particularly the restaurants, and they have like these really interesting virtual tip jars because the servers are pretty much out of a job, so they have to file for unemployment. And I kind of relate to that a little bit because, you know, during college I was a server, and I could only imagine, like, you know, people that, you know, you are servers as their full-time career and are relying primarily on tips, and now they can no longer live on, you know, their job because they're no longer working for the restaurant. So these virtual tip jars, I think, were a really cool idea to donate to individual, like, waiters, servers, bartenders, etc., in food service, so that they at least have something, you know, that they can, you know, some extra cash that they can rely on in addition to filing for unemployment. So anyway, that was just one other idea. There, another idea that I really liked that Holy City Sinner, you know, decided to talk about. And again, this is just local to Charleston, but what you could do is just Google, you know, the COVID-19 help, how can I help with COVID-19 locally? I'm sure, you know, a Google search will give you some results. Or even just reach out to like the local media outlets or, you know, some of the news outlets that are there in your area, and you can probably see how you can do that. But I think the key point I'm trying to make here, guys, is when you decide for yourself to donate your time and or money to help others, it's a very fulfilling thing, especially when it comes to, you know, a big pandemic like we're having now. And this is maybe an opportunity for you to start practicing giving back and being of service to others. And then what will happen is, you know, over time, you kind of build that habit. And like for me personally, I do, you know, obviously time donation and, you know, through volunteering for companies like Habitat for Humanity. And there was a mentor program that I was part of, like kind of like a Big Brothers Big Sisters, and you know, several other organizations here, food banks, local parks, things like that. So go ahead and like check out what you can do in your area, you know, with the limitation of maybe being kind of quarantined in your house. If you're stuck in your house and, you know, you're kind of sick of all the activities and things that you've been doing, try to look up ways that you can donate some money. Like, even if it's just less than $100, it's still something that could help, you know, with like maybe the hospital masks or the hospital beds or just something that can help contribute. And that will be, I guarantee you, you know, that part of the rich life value, core value of fulfillment will, you know, and you know, if you're not living part of that, then it's like, well, what's the point? So, but anyway, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. And hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me if you need anything. You can always reach me at Instagram or @BeachPropertyGuy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and I answer all my direct messages on Instagram @YourRichieRich and @BeachPropertyGuy. Take care.